You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, measles outbreak. Are we now dealing with measles again? We're going to talk about measles. CNN actually did a really good review on that with the measles, and so we'll talk about that. Many of you have asked me what I thought about Martin Bashir being fired from MSNBC. I don't think he was fired. He resigned after the Sarah Palin comments, but we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a Brooklyn man was arrested after cops thought his breath mints were ecstasy. Okay, we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about how, I guess, more and more of these teenagers are actually using ecstasy or Molly and ended up in the emergency room. We also have, I guess, a statistic now that at least 6% of U.S. teens are on psychiatric medications. I'm actually surprised that it's only 6%, but got to talk about what's going on with our teens. Then, they say thousands of these defibrillators may actually short-circuit in medical emergencies. This is being reported by PennLive.com, so we'll talk about that. And then, like we were going to talk about the robotic arms being used in surgery, some of these systems may be seizing up. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Intuitive Surgical, I guess they make the a robotic surgery system. It's a $1.5 million system. Says friction in the arms of some of these devices may actually make them stall. This is being reported by Daily Mail. The company has put out an urgent medical device recall for the robotic arms of its Da Vinci surgical system, which we've talked about. Now, this is used to treat cancer and has been credited with reducing side effects of surgery because robotically you need less cutting. If you need less cutting because of the precision, then you have less side effects, less after effects, less post-op time, less infection. I mean, it's a phenomenal concept, but again, I mean, it's quote-unquote robotic. There have been reported problems with the system, including several disturbing incidents, including a robotic hand that wouldn't let go of tissue grasp during surgery and a robotic arm that hit a woman in the face as she laid on the operating table. We talked about that. All right. They said there have been accidents and even deaths that have been linked to the system. Thus, there's an investigation. Now, the company has voluntarily admitted that there could be a problem with some of the robotic arms used in the system, and it could affect 13,000 robotic arms in use across the world. I know. I'm thinking Terminator also, aren't you? You know, I mean, will these things get a mind of their own? All right, so the FDA is also investigating. So the Satan on its website said stalling in the robotic arms of the system could result in a sudden catch-up if the surgeon perseveres with a move despite slight resistance from the machine. See, at that point, I'm like, screw this. I'm just going to operate with my hands. You know, here's the thing. You know, I've always wanted to be a surgeon. All right, the reason why I went into family medicine is my husband and I had a long talk. And, you know, we were talking about how, you know, my ovaries were going to start getting old and when I should probably start to have a family. Well, third year resident, I was still in training, by the way. I was still in training, and we figured out that if I got pregnant before my third year in residency and I do all the hard rotations and deliver all the babies I had to deliver before, right, because you had, you know, pregnant patients you were following, et cetera, then I could, right before term, and mind you, I was also working as an ER doc also and an urgent care doc in Arizona, so I was driving. I was doing a lot when I was pregnant. We calculated that if I could get pregnant June 4th, 1999, which we did. I got pregnant on June 4th. That's when I conceived, right? We figured it out. I think we went to see Danny Gans, and then after that, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm ovulating. Let's go. You know, I could get pregnant during my third year, have the baby, and then start my practice when the baby's a few months old. Okay, So, we had to calculate it. If I had gone into surgery, a 5-6 year residency as opposed to 3-year residency, that would have put it off. And when a lot of my, attendings and teachers said, look, you could still do surgery as a family doc, I'm like, all right, well, then good. Now, I felt like I was maybe taking the easy way out because I really wanted to be a surgeon. But I'm glad I made that decision because as a family doc, you could kind of do anything you want. You could do dermatology, gynecology, geriatrics, pediatrics. You could kind of, mold your practice any way you want to. But I'm not in the operating room as much as I like to be. But when I heard that they were starting to do robotic prostatectomies and robotic hysterectomies, the first thing I thought of was not that it was unsafe. I knew the robotic could do a pretty good job. The robot could do a pretty good job. What I thought of is, well, that's not fun. I mean, those of us that go into surgery, you really need to like what you do. You like going in there. You like anastomosing and cauterizing and tying and ligating and suturing. You like it. And, I mean, using, robotic, and the funny thing is laparoscopic surgery, when I was in training, was starting to become more mainstream. Yet I was lucky enough to have trained to how to take out an appendix and how to take out a gallbladder and how to do a hysterectomy the regular way without laparoscopy. Once they started to use the ports and the cameras, I didn't find that as fun. I didn't like using the cameras. And I know everybody said, look, laparoscopic, there's less scar, less cutting, less post-op time. I'm like, fine. But I'm like, all right, but I get to do the real way here, right? Because the laparoscopy in the 90s was just starting to be used more mainstream, and they were starting to train the residents and stuff. So for me, if I was a surgeon, I probably wouldn't want to use the robot because it's boring. Not so much that it's dangerous. Anyway, so they say reports of friction within certain instrument arms can interrupt smooth instrument motion. The surgeon is supposed to be able to feel this as a little resistance, all right, in the master. Then, I guess he's supposed to handle it before it stalls or whatever. Now, in some cases, the surgeon is working away from the patient on a computer. That's another thing I don't like. I like to be all up in there. But think about it. A lot of us surgeons and doctors, we're starting to get older. We need to sit down. Maybe more comfortable. But to me, I think it's boring. All right, just don't get hit in the face with your robot. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. We know you guys got a lot of other choices, and the fact that you listen to my show, I am really, truly honored. Really, I am. All right. So, a spike in the U.S. measles cases shows that the disease was never eradicated, people. I think back in 2000, we were told that measles is gone. Was it back then that, you know, in the U.S., measles is gone? But I knew measles was still around because I had seen measles when I had worked in the ER. I had seen a case of the measles. It was actually a kid who was vaccinated. And the measles were mild, but the kid had measles nonetheless. And they say now, in 2013, there have been 175 cases, all right? Now, usually, I guess we average maybe, this doesn't make sense, because we were supposed to not have had any more measles as of 2000, but they say we usually average about 60 cases a year. And, but what ends up happening is because measles are in other countries, other people from other countries come to America, they bring the measles back. So, it never makes sense when, to me, when somebody says, yeah, so measles are completely gone in the United States, smallpox is completely gone, polio is gone, but you still have polio and, you know, other types of issues in other countries. All they have to do is bring it here, and we have it. Now, keep in mind that we are vaccinated. Most of us did get the vaccine. About 50 years ago, the measles vaccine was developed. All right. So most of us got the measles vaccine, and I think I need to double check this. A lot of us have that scar on our arm, right? You know, well, you know what's interesting is I always thought that scar was from the measles vaccine, but the more I think about it, it might have been from the smallpox because, or not smallpox, the swine flu. Because remember in the 70s, you had to mark who was vaccinated, so it had to leave a scar so you knew who was vaccinated by the mark on your shoulder. So a lot of us have that scar. That's what I thought. I thought it was because of the swine flu, but a lot of people say, no, it was from your measles vaccine to let people know you were vaccinated. I got to double check that. I need to confirm that. Anyway, the CDC, according to Reuters, says 172 of the 175 U.S. cases this year involved patients who were infected overseas or caught the disease from someone who had traveled internationally. All right. Now, I think one of the people who was infected with measles was actually a baby who wasn't vaccinated yet. You don't give the MMR, the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine till they're one. And so there might have been a baby then that was pre-1 years old, all right? I guess the CDC linked 58 cases to measles in Brooklyn, New York, to an unvaccinated 17-year-old who had traveled to London. 23 cases in North Carolina were tied to an unvaccinated resident who contracted the disease while on a 3-month visit to India. The CDC says right now each year 158,000 people die from measles. This isn't just a spotted virus that everybody makes fun of the spots and then you get better. Okay, you could die from this. The last measles death in the United States, according to the agency, was back in 2003. All right, but the vaccination program had started back in 1963. At that time, about 450 to 500 measles deaths were happening every year. Now, the CDC recommends that children get the 2 doses. We usually start you at about a year, and then we rebooster you at about 4 years old. All right? Now, this was very interesting. CNN had come up with 5 things to know about the measles. And, you know, right now, like I said, they're saying 60 people in the United States are reported to have measles each year. So for those of us that thought measles was eradicated, it's not. I never thought it was. All right? But they say this is the worst measles outbreak thus in a decade, all right? And they say thus far we've had 160 people, or I think 159, which is the second highest number of cases since the year 2000, all right? So, you know, why did we declare that it was gone in the United States in 2000? Again, that made no sense because you could have somebody else. I mean, I could have said you want to say, look, nobody in America has gotten measles, so I get that, all right? But what it means, according to CNN, is the elimination declaration means measles no longer spreads year-round in the country. All right, but keep in mind, it could still be, you know, throughout the world. So they have now bulleted 5 things to know about measles. And let me just remind you of some of these things. We've talked about this on my show already. Measles comes from a virus, okay? And it likes to grow in your respiratory area, like the throat and the lungs. When you get measles, it's kind of like a typical, like, chickenpox or any other cold where you start to feel malaise, you could have fever, the runny nose, cough, okay? But what makes this difference is you get this rash over the body, and the rash is very macular, very blotchy. All right, so you could still have the sore throat, the red eyes, etc., but we always look for rash. You could always get these, you could also get these white spots in the mouth. Now, they say the rash will usually begin 3 to 5 days after you start having the sore throat and the fever, etc. It starts at the hairline on the face and then it goes downward. And as opposed to chickenpox will usually start on the chest. Now, with viruses, you could get high fevers. Okay, you know how we talked about common cold, the fever may not be that bad if you even have one. When we're talking about measles, your fever could get pretty bad, even up to 104. All right, and again, like I told you, measles can be fatal. They say, let me read you this statistic. They say about 1 in 10 children with measles could also get an ear infection. 1 in 20 could also get pneumonia. 1 out of 1,000 could get what we talked about, encephalitis, which is an infection of the brain. And then 1 out of 1,000 can die, according to the CDC. It could also make pregnant women miscarry, give birth prematurely. And right now they say 164,000, although the other article said 168,000 die around the world yearly. Right now we estimate there are 20 million measles cases worldwide. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about measles. They say half of the deaths actually occur in India, according to CNN. Now, They say before the measles vaccine in 1963, nearly all children got the measles by the time they reached 15. Remember, you get measles or you get mumps, and mumps were the big, huge swelling, parotid swelling. Yeah, each year in the United States, 400 to 500 people had died from measles. 48,000 were hospitalized, 7,000 had seizures, probably because of the encephalitis, and about 1,000 would suffer permanent brain damage or deafness. And by the way, they're not mentioning this, but I think you could also become sterile. Measles could also cause sterility in boys. Now, measles used to be extremely contagious. Most of our parents, or those of you who were kids during the 50s and 60s would remember, I mean, once somebody had the measles, everybody would seem to get it, right? I mean, extremely contagious. So 90% of people who are not immune, if you're close to somebody with the measles, you're going to get it. Right? And it's airborne. So if somebody sneezes or coughs through droplet transmission, you get it into your sinuses or your mouth, etc., and then you become infected. And they say that a live virus can live on the surfaces for up to a couple hours. So if somebody drank from a cup, right, you go back later going, oh, you know, I'll finish your soda off, then you, and you drink it, you could then be taking in that live virus, especially if it was sitting there on some saliva, et cetera. All right, now, just like chicken pox, if you've had the measles, you really can't get it again. Now, chickenpox could later come out as shingles, which is a whole other issue, but measles, usually you're done. Your body has built up the immunity, etc., okay? A lot of people have not been getting the measles vaccine because they're worried that the MMR vaccine causes autism. We've talked about that. It doesn't, okay? Now, the MMR vaccine came out in 1971. This would then protect measles, mumps, rubella. They say 10 million doses of this are distributed each year. You get your MMR at about a year, 12 months to 15 months of age, and then you get a booster at about kindergarten age or 4 or 5 years old. All right? So obviously babies are not immune. Okay? Right now, we do not have any proof that the MMR vaccine causes autism. If there's other concerns or reactions to the vaccine, that's a whole other story. But right now, we do not believe it causes autism. Now, many of you have asked, what about resistance? Okay, I mean, here we vaccinate against the flu, and sometimes it's only 60% effective. You know, what about the measles vaccine? It's usually pretty good. Okay, I mean, from what we understand, it's pretty good. However, I believe there was one strain. I need to think about it. I thought there was one strain. No, you know what? That was pertussis, where people were getting whooping cough pertussis, and it was because they had a resistant strain to the virus. Right now, I think the measles is still okay. All right. And right now we have the largest outbreak going on in New York. 58 people contracted measles. All right. Now, what had happened is many of these people had refused vaccination for religious reasons. All right. And then I guess there was a 17-year-old who returned to New York from London. He had been infected with measles. So, yeah. So that was a great rundown. I got to thank CNN for that one because, it was very nice how they bulleted that. But, these viruses, you think they're, I just remember my mom talking about measles, and, my mom is now almost 70, so I mean, it's something that happened to her in the 50s, and, you forget that this isn't just old, it's not like we're talking about consumption but still, even consumption is around that in form of tuberculosis. So, it's interesting how we see history repeat itself. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com.
So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget, if you guys are watching Pawn Stars tonight, make sure to tune in to the 7:30 Pacific Time episode of Bad to the Bone. We're going to be talking about a Civil War bone saw. Pretty cool stuff. I love these guys. Pawn Stars is one of my favorite shows. Don't forget to check it out. All right. Speaking of television shows, I guess Martin Bashir, right, of MSNBC has resigned. And this was kind of surprising news, but then not so surprising in the wake of what had happened with Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin had, I guess, allegedly made some comments to paparazzi that were possibly allegedly anti-gay, and he was immediately suspended, and then his show was canceled. Meanwhile, Martin Bashir had made comments about Sarah Palin, called an idiot, a dunce, in a scripted commentary last month, said somebody should defecate in her mouth, invoking an old slave punishment in response to a speech by Palin, I guess comparing the national debt to slavery, etc. And so, you know, as Martin Bashir was still on air, yet Alec Baldwin had been, his show was canned, there was a lot of talk on, okay, well, you know, do these media outlets, are they news or are they not news? You know, I mean, I what I always thought is if you were, let's say, you know, giving the news, okay, you know, news is supposed to be impartial, right? You're giving the news. You don't sit there and insult people, you know. You're supposed to be non-biased. And I think something has happened, and I'm not being naive. I understand there was always a slant with news. I get that. But now it's just very outward, very apparent on all sides, okay? And it's getting worse. And what's so pivotal of what happened over at MSNBC is maybe things are going to hopefully go back to the way they were a little bit, all right, where you don't sit there and on a national news station. Now, again, I don't know much about MSNBC. I don't watch it that much. But when I flip through CNN, HLN, Fox News, MSNBC is next to it. So I always thought MSNBC was also another news outlet. So you would be getting the news also. You know, and as for me, who's a very, very busy woman, I'm a doctor, I'm doing a radio show, I need my news bulleted. And I listen to both CNN and Fox. I have no problem watching either. Yeah, I know, I see the slants, etc. And if I get mad, I shut it off or whatever. But I just need my news bulleted. All right? With MSNBC, whenever I switch to it, it was usually a lot of commentary. Now, talk radio, this is where we go off and we comment, okay? I mean, I'm not a news show. Yeah, I talk about the news, I bring up the news, but I also bring up my comment. I mean, I could say, yeah, there may be an Alzheimer's vaccine in 5 years or whatever. I mean, you know, you aren't listening to the news. You could get the news elsewhere. You're listening to, well, what does this doctor think about the shot? Is it even going to help? Is it even going to be affordable? You know, what does this doctor think about Obamacare? Is this something that, which plan do I pick? What does the doctor know about healthcare that I don't know, so that I could then prepare as I decide to either go for Medicare or go for another type of plan? You know, and so, of course, I have commentary. And when the radio host has commentary, there's bias. Okay? And so now we assume that there's some sort of bias because I'm giving you my opinion. Now, mind you, I will tell you if it's my opinion, obviously. I will not tell you I'm speaking for all doctors or I'm speaking for all conservatives or I'm speaking for all Republicans or Democrats or speaking for all women or speaking for, I mean, no, I'm not. I don't speak for everybody. Okay? I'll tell you what I think based on my experience. Okay? You can believe it or you can dislike it. Now, not a big deal. All right? So when you have a news outlet, and even though many people may not respect MSNBC as a news outlet because of the bashing and stuff that they may do, just like a lot of people don't respect Fox News for the same reason, I mean, it still is a news network and has to have the same level of professionalism as one, okay? MSNBC is not supposed to be reality TV, where you have a bunch of people just kind of, you know, sitting around, talking around, and complaining about who's sleeping with who. Okay? If somebody is going to be going to them for news, there are certain duties and certain levels of professionalism. Like, I can't sit here and say that the Supreme Court ruled for something when they ruled against it. Even if my show is a lot more commentary because it's talk radio, I still have a duty to give you facts. Okay, I can't mess up the facts, and if I do mess up the facts, I apologize, right? Or I tell you, look, I don't know much about this. You know, I don't, and Lord knows, I admit a lot when I don't know stuff. You know, I really am trying to figure out why, you know, the robotic arm would do this and this and that. All right, but I'm not supposed to give you false information. If I'm reading from a news site, I tell you I'm reading from a news site. I tell you I'm getting my information from X, Y, and Z, and that's how I do it. So what was kind of though sad about this case with Martin Bashir and him bashing Sarah Palin was he might have actually been able to keep his job if they had actually, if the network had taken some action early on. Okay, you know, when somebody badmouths a woman, whether she's a liberal woman or a conservative woman, somebody had brought up if anybody said anything like that he said about Sarah Palin, about Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton, I mean, they would have been fired on the spot, but because it was Sarah Palin, nobody had originally did anything. The idea of being quiet, okay, it looked like the network had condoned. Maybe they didn't condone. Maybe it took them a few weeks to figure out what to do. But usually somebody going off like that usually gets suspended from air until they can figure out what happened. All right. And so, you know, people have been saying, you know, maybe he could have kept his job if the network immediately suspended him. He came out with a public apology against women, you know, and saying something, even if it's a conservative woman, she's still a woman for crying out loud. You know, just because you're on, remember, this is MSNBC. This isn't, you know, it's supposed to be a news network. It's supposed to be a huge network. And then, like, for example, who was that gentleman on CNN? He was like a lunchtime anchor that was saying something on a radio show that was kind of allegedly anti-Semitic. I mean, he was, you know, immediately taken off. Now, I don't know if he was suspended or if he just was plain outright fired. But leaving Martin Bashir on air ended up being a liability for MSNBC. They had to then turn around and just fire him. Yeah, I mean, what should these networks do? I mean, or is it not a big deal? I mean, do we have freedom of speech and should we be able to say whatever the hell we want? All right. As far as I'm concerned, if you're a news network, there has to be some professionalism. Now, there will always be debate about things. And I'm kind of shocked to see that these news stations are now starting to bring the debate, because when they do bring the debate, that's where you see the bias. I mean, I kind of miss just the news. I would just like to see the news, give me the facts on what's going on, and then I could listen somewhere else for the commentary. But we're not seeing that now. And unfortunately, some of the commentary is coming out very inappropriate. Now, the other thing, too, about Alec Baldwin is what he had did, of course, is, you know, wasn't appropriate. It was on private time. It wasn't even on the air. So that's why this had been such a big deal, because Alec Baldwin and his behavior, his show got canceled, and that was something because of something that was done privately. Here you have somebody on air doing something that's anti-woman, unprofessional, inappropriate, and still stays on. Again, he might have still been able to keep his job if they had suspended him right away. He had been then done an apology and then go back on air. But it's, you know, but at this point, like they said he resigned. You know, but I just think things could be handled better. And again, if you're in broadcast, there are certain duties and certain levels of professionalism. And you know, even if I don't like Obamacare, et cetera, and I may be unhappy about things, all right, you know, you just don't bring up excrement in people's mouths. It just makes no sense at all. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, I want to talk about the Guinness World Record gingerbread house that is big enough to fit a family of five. What is Chick-fil-A doing to its food? And a Brooklyn man being arrested after cops think his breath mints are ecstasy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, I love Christmas time. By the way, I apologize. I still haven't gotten my Christmas bumper set up yet. It's my fault. I've been so busy. Things have been so crazy at the office that I haven't been able to figure out which music I want. By the time I figure that out, Christmas is going to be over. So I promise I'll get my Christmas bumpers out there. My bad. I am so bad with that. But getting into the Christmas feeling here, the Guinness World Record-setting gingerbread house is a 22-foot house built by a group of volunteers from Bryan, Texas's Traditions Club. The proceeds are supposed to benefit the nearby St. Joseph Health System. Way cool. The house in less than a week has raised $150,000 and attracted 600 people per night. This is awesome. It is the world's largest gingerbread house, is big enough to hold a family of five, and has 35 million calories. Members of the Brian's Texas Tradition Club, I guess, put this up November 30th. They won the Guinness Book of World Records. They needed a ton of butter, 7,200 eggs, and thousands more pounds of brown sugar and flour. They say it has everything but indoor plumbing. Oh, I hope nobody pees. This is adorable. Apparently, it's 39,201 cubic feet. I guess, I mean, it was big enough that the last one was at Minnesota's Mall of America, which was set in 2006. There's 22,300 pieces of candy on this gingerbread house. And, you know, it blows my mind. But, I mean, this is one of the, see, this is what I really, really dig, okay? You know, charity is, whenever there's a recession, people give less to charity. We know that. Okay? And charities are always struggling. Okay? I don't really know of many charities that aren't, except some of these big, big, big ones. And a lot of these big charities, they have to do it. I understand how they have to do it. Like, they'll have stores, right, where they could still keep operating costs going on, and they're allowed to do that. Okay, again, I mean, if you're a charity, as long as you're keeping it clean and ethical and legal, I mean, if you need to, like, you know, sell some things at a store that are cheaper and these Goodwill stores, et cetera, I love Goodwill. I'm a huge fan of Goodwill. And they're able to keep going. The Salvation Army, they're able to keep going. So I'm a huge fan of the Red Cross, et cetera. You know, but then you have so many other charities that don't have the momentum, the publicity, the exposure, and, like, you have hospitals that need money, right? Like, you know, you have, I mean, you know, we do a radiothon in Las Vegas, the Children's Miracle Network, that raises money for, you know, beds and incubators and, you know, for kids and you know, service dogs and things like that, and I mean, these things cost money, and when you do a charity once a year, yeah, sometimes you could get a few $100,000. That's awesome, but it only covers so much. And we all know how expensive things are. So when you have a group of people that come up with something and, you know, some people say, yeah, you know, they were trying to make the Guinness Book of World Records. And we don't let them. Fine by me. Let them. You know, I would rather see somebody do something for charity, even if they get a little benefit out of it, than nothing be done for charity at all. And what's really, really cool is you know, they charge $2 for kids, $3 for adults. So they come in, and I guess they get to take a look, and it's, you know, really exciting, and they get to take pictures or whatever. And, I mean, it goes to charity. That's brilliant. You know, I mean, you know, you could ask for money. You could ask for donations, and trust me, I've worked with a lot of charities. Asking people to donate, nah, doesn't really fly. Yet I put on a party, and I invite people to come to the party with entertainment and great food. All right, people are getting something out of it. And people like that. People remember, you know, a lot of us think we're already over our charity budget as it is, because many of us have had to diminish our charity budget as the recession hit. But if you're killing a couple birds with one stone, you're going out to dinner. You're getting some entertainment. For example, for the Fast for Kids Gala that I usually put on each year, we get some real good entertainment, and they usually get like a filet mignon dinner for their ticket prices. So if they're paying, I don't know, $125, $150 a ticket, it's not just them giving $125 to a charity, which, by the way, should be incentive enough, but they're getting entertainment and a show, you know, and so, not to mention free gifts on the table. And I think I love going to galas. Unfortunately, many galas are like $250 a pop, so I can't afford to go. But, you know, some of the cheaper galas, yeah, I'll go. You know, so something like this, like Opportunity Village. I told you about Opportunity Village in my town. You know, all of us sponsors, we put up a tree. We get to put a sign saying, you know, Happy Holidays from Dr. Dolly Show or whoever. All our trees together make this amazing forest that's all filled up with lights. People come. There's games. There's rides for kids. People pay ticket prices. The money goes to charity. Brilliant idea. Way to go. I'm happy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This person's not too happy. A New York man was arrested, I guess, his 46-year-old Ron Hankins. He was stopped in the street after an NYPD officer claimed to see him with a bag of illegal pills. Now, the officer observed the defendant in possession of a plastic bag containing a quantity of quote-unquote methylene dioxymethamphetamines. He was stopped without cause and then searched on the sidewalk. He was then arrested for possession of ecstasy before being handcuffed, taken into custody, and held for 30 hours. Right? The NYPD said the lead officer and the rest was experienced in dealing with the confiscation of banned substances, so he wasn't a newbie. It wasn't a rookie. All right? And he thought that he had correctly identified the pills as ecstasy. Once they tested them, they found out that they were breath mints. So now Mr. Hankins is now suing over the arrest. All right? And he said, look, I kept telling them they were breath mints, and they wouldn't believe. But you see that in the movies, too. Oh, that's not drugs. Those are my breath mints. Now, it's a shame. You know, I mean, being detained for 30 hours, that stinks. I mean, you would think that the process could have been quicker. He probably does have a case. So he's not too happy. Chick-fil-A apparently uses peanut oil, all right, made from TBHQ, I guess, according to Mail Online, a chemical made from butane. I guess Chick-fil-A says that they are now removing high-fructose corn syrup from its white buns and artificial dyes. I've never had a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Everybody says they're yummy. I've never had one of them, because it's not in my area. They also are reformulating the buns. I guess they are removing the yellow dye from its chicken soup. There's going to be a new recipe in their soup. And then I guess they're also going to use a new peanut oil. And apparently this happened because it was a blogger, Vanny Harry, who wrote Chick-fil-A or Chemical Filet on her site. And I guess they invited her to the headquarters, and then, she talked to executives, and then they decided to make some changes. So, like I said, I've never really had, I don't know what the sandwich is. I wish I could taste the sandwich before it changes over, you know, because I'd like to see what all the hype is about and why they're supposed to be so tasty. The power of the pen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A multiple sclerosis vaccine. We're talking about an Alzheimer's shot. Now we're talking about a possible vaccine that could reduce the risk of MS in people who are actually already starting to show signs of the disease. All right. Apparently, they say half the people who had their first episode of MS will go into full-fledged MS in 2 years. 10% will sometimes have no more symptoms. But this vaccine, for it to be able to stop as much as it can, it's better than what we got now. Researchers in Italy turned to a vaccine that was used to prevent tuberculosis, the BCG vaccine. It contains a weakened bacteria that induces an immune response that can hopefully dampen the inflammatory factors, such as people who have MS that, you know, is a destruction of their nerves. Hopefully it stops that process. Pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, keep listening. We're going to be back in a minute.
Just hang me down,
take me down,
you gotta take me down,
take me down, take me down to the little white church.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.